In the 18th century, the countryside around Barry was still a wild and unwelcoming place, full of uncultivated fields and windswept hills. Times were about to change, however. Requests for grain, oil, and wine were on the rise. Business was growing, and the noble inhabitants of the towns looked towards the countryside, no longer seen as less important, but as a promise of wealth. In this context, the Masseria came into existence, a kind of rural citadel. They were isolated and self-sufficient, defended by walls and towers, and offered refuge and work. There was a room for settlers, labourers, animals and crops. Every stone, every cistern, every arch was designed to produce, preserve and protect. One of these was Masseria El Antonio, today Masseria Vero. In 1872, Michele El Antonio had his name inscribed on the entrance door, and the stone still preserves this memory. Opposite, this stands a large wood-fired oven, and an external staircase leads to the upper floor where five bedrooms are immersed in the silence of the countryside. The small watchtower was once used to look out over the fields and check for pillagers. From here, you can see as far as Palombayo and the profile of Palo del Colle, where the sun sets, casting a red light over the olive groves. On the lower floor, under the cross vaults, there are recesses, storage rooms and two fireplaces. Today, this masseria hosts visitors in search of the same authenticity of centuries ago. Warm bread, homemade cheese, fresh oil. Everything is produced here according to the old traditions. Not far away, a row of pine trees leads to the residence built by the priest brothers, Nicola and Onofrio Mastro Matteo, in 1868. A little further on is the Neviera di Monte Paolo, a deep cistern used to gather snow which turned into ice to bring refreshment to the local nobility in the hot summer months. Masseria Vero is a living memory. A silent voice which communicates through the stone, the flavours and the countryside. It is the slow heartbeat of the South.